Yeah, the bottom of the Chof Zayin of Abayis, almost the Chof Ches. Nan Hossam learned over there a Mishnah in Midas that Ish Harabayis Hoyemachsim HaKol Mishmar Mishmar. Ish Harabayis, he's like the superintendent, he used to go around to check out every Mishmar and Mishmar. The Yavuka is the lekas of one of them. He had a torch lit in front of him to show him the way. For Chol Mishmar Shein Omet, any Mishmar that he went to see to make sure they're watching, if they would not stand up for him, the Yomulein say to him, Ish Harabayis Shalom Alecha, like if they would not first stand up to Chof Ches, if they would not say Shalom Alecha, is Nikesh Shu Yoshin, then the superintendent, like he could tell that those watchmen were really sleeping. And what did he do? Choifta the Makoli had a right to hit them with a stick. And also Rishus Hoysaloi Lisrafes Susai, he had permission like to burn the clothing, like a punishment for falling asleep instead of being watching the Beis Hamikdash, he had a right to burn the clothing. This time not the clothing they were wearing, but they took off the clothing to go to sleep with, the other clothing they put on the side, he has a right to burn. Now the Haymarma people outside would say, like Ma Koil Biazor, what's this big voice, this big tumult, this big noise we are going on in the Azorah? And the answer used to say was, this is the coil of a Ben Levi Leika. This is the voice that a Ben Levi has been beaten up in the Beis Hamikdash because he fell asleep. Or Begodiv Nisrofim. And they're also burning his Begodim. Why? She Yoshin Leia Mishmah, because he fell asleep on the Mishmah. So that's what the Mishnah says in Midos, that they had the superintendent going around checking them to make sure they're awake. If they fell asleep, he would beat them, get them up, and he had a right, if he wanted to burn the Begodim. The Gemara says now, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, he says that Pamachas once happened that Motsu es Achaima, he once found his uncle, his mother's brother, Yoshin, like when the Mamuna went around, he found him sleeping. And the Sofres Chsusai, like the Mamuna, burnt his clothing. Omer Rabbi Chiyabarabba says like this, that Kimoti Rabbi Yochanan Bahai Mas Niso, when Rabbi Yochanan came to learn this mission in Masechet Midos that we just learned, Omer Vochi said like this, Ashrayim L'Rishonim, like worthy is these first people, the first Dervis, the people from before, like in the times of this Mishnah, Shafilo Aloines Shino Oisim Din, like what did the lady do so bad? He fell asleep. Not like an honest Kemat. And still there's so much, but that it gave him Din. Like if you fell asleep and you're supposed to be watching, they had a right to beat him and to burn his begodim. If so, Shaloi Aloy Nishin, if he did a different type of an aver, but it wasn't because he fell asleep, but he really did it amazed, Lachas come of a Kama, that they used to give punishments then. So like Ashrayim, they were such a big madrega, they could afford to be punished, even for such a small aver, like just falling asleep when there's a Kamar Anonis. So it shows how great they were, that they were makbir, even these small things, Ashrayim, they were worthy. Another more says, Tanya learn like this. Rebbe says, Eizeu hiderach yishora, shiyavu lo yodam, what's the right path that a person should choose to go through? So this is not the only path, but there's one of them that you should choose to go through. So here it says, Yahav estechochos, you should love somebody that gives you musa, that tells you what you're doing wrong. Somebody gives you techoch, somebody rebukes you, for that you're supposed to love, and that's a very good midah. Shekol zaman shetechochas be'olam, kol zaman there are people that are giving, rebuking, that are giving techoch one to another, nachas ruach bo'li'olam, that makes a nachas ruach, like Hashem is happy with us. That is really the hemshech of the Gemara before. Like if we give, give punishment for averus, means we're makbid, we make sure people do not do averus, with that Hashem has nachas ruach. And Hashem sees that we're really caring a lot to do the mitzvahs. If you see somebody not doing the mitzvah, you try and tell him to do it, so that gives Hashem a lot of nachas ruach. And also, toiva o bracha bo li'olam, that will cause it to be good and to be brachas on this world. The raw Mr. Lactis Minolam will take away bad from the world also. If people that are given to Chochon, that are doing it l'shmor, they're telling somebody to help them along, that mamish brings upon brachas. She remembers a pasuk that says in Mishlei, lo moichichem yinoyim, the people that give to Chokh, they rebuke one another, they'll be nice, and because of them, they'll be Brichas Taiva. You see, that only causes there should be a Bracha Taiva. The Rashi's the Mefarsh says it means, Odom Shemekabel Tichokh. The person that accepts it, that receives it, Yinoyim v'nachas ruach bol yerlim. He'll like be peaceful. He'll cause nachas ruach to be in the world. The yeshurim, some say another pshat, that what's a midah that you should grab hold of? What's the right road? Sheyovelo yodim. So again, the first one is you should love to receive techocha. Not just when somebody tells you, you get embarrassed and yell at him, but rather have to come to receive it, to love it. Another meter is, yachsek b'yemun yisayro. Grab a hold of, have a lot of emun in Hashem, a lot of bitachin. Yachsek b'yemun yisayro. Shneem, the Pasuk says, einei, like Hashem's eyes, b'nemonei, oritz, l'shev v'simodi. Hashem likes to live with these people that have emun and have trust, complete trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason, kol ha-machiyach es chaveru l'shem shemayim. If somebody rebukes his friend, mamash l'shem shemayim, not because you want to get angry at him or something to show him he's wrong or to show that you're better than him, but you mamash give him the chokh, give him musi, tell him what he's doing wrong, l'shem shemayim, for Hashem's sake, you want him to be able to do toiv. He should do mitzvah also, he should, for his own sake, he should stop doing averis. If you do it l'shem shemayim, is zoicha l'chelka shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You be zoicha to be in the same chelik, means to be in the mechei mechitzes, before Hashem say here. Means you'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tremendous chus. Shenemar Apostle says, Mochiach Adem Achurei, that somebody gives the chokha one to another, is Achurei, means you're right next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Means you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And before Hashem says here, you'll be in the middle of the mechitzas of Hashem, in Hashem's room like. Shekinem it says here, Mechichodem Arehu Acharai Kleimar, Imi you be with Hashem. For lo yoid, not only this, Gemara says, Ela Shemoishchen Olav Chutcha Chesed. He'll have a string of chesed, of grace over his face. Shem the Pasuk says, Chen Yimotze Mimachliki Loshem. This person have more chayin than people that stop going flattering people. Sadrab, if you give techocha l'shem shemayim, that will be zoich, you'll have chayin, you'll have grace on your face. Then the Mishnah says, notz nol, yedei, if you find a beskisig lock, you know somebody's there. Then it says, what, notz nol, yedei, then Mishu writes litkur, mesam esbeach, and the Mishnah goes on to say, whoever wants to be term, mesam esbeach, so he comes and goes b'toivul, and then he makes the pius, he makes the girl. So Moshe Lagufakash is the steer in the Mishnah itself. Omar, the first, you're telling me, Mishu writes a litra mesam esbech. And he kind of wants to do this first avoida, to make the truma sadeshen, take off the truma from the mesbeach. His mashkin, let him get up early. B'toivul, let him go to the mikvah. Actually, Yavim Mamun, he should be all prepared before the superintendent comes. Alma, what do we see? That love the pious tell you milsi, you don't have to have a girl or a lottery, but just whoever wants to is first come, like first serve. Vodaton, then the end of the Mishnah, it says, Yovi v'yafayz, it says, no, let them come and make a pious, and let them make a lottery, so it's a stira. Alma the pious tell you milsi, you see, you have to have a pious. You need a lottery. So when Alma Bayan answers like this, like Kasha, there's no stira. Kan koidim takono, kan liyacha takono, it depends. There was at the beginning, you didn't have to have it. But later the Rabbanim made a special takonim to make a pious. Why? The Tanan, we learn like this. We learn that Barishain at the beginning, Kol Misha Roitza Litrim Esa Mezbeach Torim. Enechnami, it used to be any kind that wanted to do this first avoid of the Trumas Adeshin has a right to do it. What's going to be the Zman Shem Rubin? Let's say there are a few kind that want to do it, and only one kind could do it. So they used to say like, Rotzen, let them have a race. The Yehuman Bekevus, they ran up the plank, up to the Mizbech, and Kol HaKoydim Eschaber, Batech HaBamos, Zoch, whoever got there first, got to the first one, within the first Dal Ramis of the Mizbech, he was Zoch, to do it. What's going to be, Hoyishnaim Shal, let's say two people got there at the same time, Samamun Amulem, then the superintendent would tell them, Hetzviu, like choose, make choose it, see which one should win. How do they choose? What do they put out? Like, what do they put out? Fingers. Is Achaz Hashem, the Amish chose, they either put out one finger or two fingers. So they're called odds or evens. But the meaning was not to stick out the thumb, that not, just one or two of the fingers. Now, Maisa once happened that Kohayu Shovin, and there were two equal. So Rots and Vel and the Kevith, they ran up to Kevith. One pushed off the chavru, off the plank. For Nishbar Ragla, and he broke his leg. Ukesherol Bezon, Bezon saw what happened. Shahoyu Boyin Ledeskonadev, if his town let them do it themselves, the Kamla will hurt themselves. Is Eskino, they made a special Takana, a special degree over here. Shulla Yil Turmin Esamazbech Elabapias. That for now on, this first avoid of Trumas Amazbeach, Trumas Adeshin, you can't stop do it by yourself, but we'll have to make a piece or make a girdle. Safshana Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah was going after this Takonim, and now they used to make a girdle to see which one will be Zecha. Ravam Rava says no. It could be Edividilecha Takonim. Both parts of our Mishnah is going after this Takonim. Vachi Katonim, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That Mishoye Roitse Lovi Lofayis. Whoever wanted to come and be Zecha to be in the piece, to be in the girdle, so Mashlim, let him get up early, whatever, go to the Mikvah, Achla Yavam Amunah, before the Amunah comes. And then he'll come and he'll be in the pious. Then the whole Mishnah is going after the takona that whoever you have to have a pious, you have to have a girl to see who should be zeicha. Now the Mishnah says, not less a mafteich, like this mamuna, the superintendent that came in now, he would take the keys of the mizbeah of the Beis Hamikdash from the av, the zikena like we had before in the Mishnah, the zikne beisav, they were holding the keys. Now the Mamun will come and take the keys. Posach esa pishpush. He would open up the side the door there. Pishpush is the small door. He would open it up. V'nichnas mi beis hamukad liyazara. Like they were in the beis hamukad. So now he would go out from the beis hamukad into the azara, into the beis hamikdash. The Mamuna. And v'nichnasu hakanamachu. The kanam would come out after him. Ushtei avukah shalor b'yodin. Had two torches in the hand. Now nechle kulish tekitas. When the Kanam came out now, this Mamuna, he had in two different groups going through the Beis Hamikdash. Elo mahalchem biachsadra derech mizrach. One went through like inside, but around the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. That's biachsadra, right around the walls. There's a little porch there. So they went around the achsadra. One went around the east side. The other one around the other side, the west side. They would go all along. They would go around checking to make sure all the kelim are right in the Beis Hamikdash, that everything is set in the Beis Hamikdash. Until they come and they would meet in the mokum within that room where they used to be making the chavitim for the Kohen Gadol. That's the special minchi brought every single day, the chavitim. When they came to Gigiyu Elu V'Elu, when they both met, like both groups, when they went around the old Beis Hamikdash and they met, so Amru, they said one to another, Shalom HaKel Shalom. So if they say everything is peaceful, it means everything in the Beis Hamikdash is Beseda. They checked out all the Kelim there, everything is fit. Now, Hemidu Oisim Chavitim, Lasas Chavitim, then these, the Kohanim, like in that room, started then to make the Chavitim. This will see in the Gemara exactly what they did. They started to prepare the water. Because here it's mashma that they brought the chavitim first, and it's not true. We know the first thing you do is bring the korban atomit. And here it's mashma, the first thing they told them to do was let these kanim go and make the chavitim, as if mashma to bring it. So Gemara will talk about this. It says now, Mishezoch obitrim es mezbech, the kohen that was there to do the truma tzedeshin, who yitrim, he would make the truma, he would take off the ishes. They would tell him, have a zoya, be very careful, Kain. Shloi tiga bekli, don't touch these kelim, don't touch your shovel there, at shetakdash yodecho, until first you make kiddush yodayim for raglech on your feet, min akir, from the water of akir. But this was an avoida, the truma sadeshim was the first avoida, so you can't do it until you first make kiddush yodayim for raglayim. So you tell them, be careful, first make sure you wash your feet and your hands. Vaharei hamachta nesuna b'miktsoya. Now the shovel that he used to use was in the corner, Bein HaKevus Mizbeach, in the corner between the plank and the Mizbeach of Marovei on the Mar of the west side Shokevish, of Kevus, of the plank going up. Now Einodam Nichnas Imoy, nobody would go up with him. When he used to go up, he used to go around the side of the Mizbeach, nobody went with him. Lener Biyod, he didn't have a candle in his hand either. El Mahalach Lior HaMarocha, just on top of the Mizbech was the burning the fire, so that fire, that light, was able to see, he could see his way. Now, Lohoyu Roinoi, so the other Kanam cannot see him. They were on the other side of the Mizbech, and he went up to Mizbech, the other Kanam cannot see him. Now, lo yehoyu shoymin, it's because they didn't hear his voice either. Acho yeshoymim koylates. Now, they were sitting, they were standing all on one side of the Mizbeach. Now, this kohen that does the Trumas Hageshen would walk around to the other side of the Mizbeach, where the kiyu was. And then the kiyu, we know, at night time was lowered down into the mikvah light, so that the water should not become psulina. So when he wanted to use the kiyu, he has to go there. There was like a wheel to like wheel it up, like to lower it down, lower it up. So now nobody heard anything. So they heard the voice of this H, this wooden wheel like, Shasa Ben Kotin, that was his name, Ben Kotin made it, Mukhni Lakiyam, like a wheel to hoist up the Kiyam, that overnight time used to put it down in the mikvah. Then they would say, so when they heard that voice, that they knew the Kohen was hoisting up the Kiyam to make a Kiddush Yodayim for a Glayim before he did the Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen. They would say, Higiya Ace Kiddush Yodav Varaglov, Mina Kiyam, that they knew now, it's time now to go make Kiddush Yodayim for a Glayim from the Kiyam. So what happened was, after the Kohen did it, now the Kohen took the shovel, Hakesa, the silver shovel, the Yonah Lerosh HaMizbeach, he went up to the top of the Mizbeach, Pinyas and Cholim like separated, pushed aside the coals, Helech, son of the Gerus, he pushed aside on both sides, as if to get in the middle of the hot burning coals. And Choyteh Samuchelas HaPnimis, he took a shovel full of the inner coals, the hot inner coals. That was a Trumas Hageshen, to take one shovel full every morning from the burnt up ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach. After he had his shovel full, Yorad, he went down the Mizbeach, he gil the ritz became to the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, Hofach Panobotzof, and he turned his face towards the north side, and Helech B'mizroch HaShokeves, he went a little bit towards the east of the Keves, Kieseramis. Like we know, when you come down the plank, you're like 30 yamas away from the Mizbeach, because the plank itself was 30 yamas long. So when he came down, he like walked back towards the Mizbeach, 10 amas. So come out, he was still only 20 amas away from the Mizbeach. So at that point, he like put down the coals and gathered them together. Agabi ritzed on top of the floor there. Rochek min ha-keves shloi shetvachim. Away from the keves, 3 tvachim away. And he was still around 20 amas away from the Mizbeach. Mokim, that was the place over there that they put 4 things. Mokim, the first they put the Trumas Hadeshen there every day. Also, Mokim Shinoisnim Moiroes Haif. When the Kohen Melech Malicham, after he made the Malicham a knife, he would cut out the crap and he would throw it from the top of the Mizbeach. Yamish threw it 20 Yamas. He threw it 20 Yamas and landed in this same spot. And also, Vadishim Mizbeach Apnimi, he used to also take out the ashes from the inside Mizbeach and also put it over here. And also, Vadishim Amanera, he used to clean out the menorah every day, so the ashes of the menorah also they would put here in this same spot. This was the place, the spot where they put all these 4 things. The Trumas Hadeshen, the maros from the oif, and the edition Mizbeach HaPnim and the menorah. Now the Gemara says, Omihev v'yachsad v'yos b'yazorus is mashu, when the Mamuna came out from the Beis HaMoikad, he walked around the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, but underneath like the yachsad, like a porch. And the chsad was like beams holding up a roof. So the havamina was there were beams made out of wood. So the question is that true? Meyav yachsad the azoros made out of wood. For a tiny we learn like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer. Minayin, how do I know to say sheinoisa nachsad royis biazori? Not allowed to make wooden beams in the azori. You can't make like a porch. The beams holding up a roof. Tam Levin, the pasuk says. Not allowed to plant any tree next to Mizbeach of Hashem. This is what the pasuk means to say. Loitita lecho asheru means loitita lecho kol eitz eitz Mizbeach Hashem lekecham. And not allowed to have any wood in the Beis HaMikdash near the Mizbeach. So the curve so you can't have any wood there. So how do they have the achsadris there? So Moran says Amar Rav Chisda. These pillars that were holding up the porch, holding up the roof, was not made out of wood, but was made out of avonim, out of stones. So it was stones that was holding it up. Enechanami. So I said, Amar Chizdi, Achsadish Abinyin, Oimdim Shal Evin Hoyo Biazara. around the wall of the Azara, there was like pillows of stone holding up a little roof. That was the Achsadroyis, but not made out of wood, it was made out of stone. The Rosh also says, Alamude Avonim also, keep us Shalvonim, piles of stones. Then it says, what? To go through the Beis Hamikdash and check out to make sure everything was in place. Lameim, what do you want to tell me? The Chavitim have Ikdimi, but it says, where did they meet? In this room where they made the Chavitim. And Mashma, they started to make it right then. So Mashma, that was the first thing. Like after Trumas Adeshim, then they brought the Minchas Chavitim. For the Gemara, is that true? Via Tanya, we learned. Minayin, how do I know to say? Shein Dov, Rakhoizim, Matomach, Shachar, no Avoida was done. Like no hakrobis on the mizbech was done before you brought the korban atomid. And achdama, they brought the trumas. They did the trumas adeshen, but that's not called hakrobis. That's not an avoida. But the first type of hakrobis that's brought on the mizbech was the korban atomid, and not like we're saying now. It can't be the chavitim. How do we know this? Tamlem the pasuk says biora cholehu ayla. Put the Yerla first, and B'yama Rabba, Rabba Dashan is like this. What the Pasuk means is, B'yama Rabba Oilo, Oilo Rishon, that's the first thing that goes on the Mizbeach. The first thing that goes up is the Korban HaTomid. So two more instances, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Lohochem Chamem Lubavich Enechnami. It doesn't mean they started to work now on the Chavitim to get it ready and to bring it right now. It just means them used to get the hot water ready. That later, when it comes the time to knead this dough, they would have hot water used to ready to be to use it, but not that they start to do right now. The Rosh says lohochim chamin means lolish es ha'solus, just to be able to later lolish to knead the flour. The Nechlami, now they did not do that. Now they did rather the avoid of the carbon atomic that was brought first. Yeah. Now Perek Sheni says. Rua echov sheyorad. When the other kanim saw the way the kohen that did the trumas adeshin came down from the mizbeach, ruah echov sheyorad, v'heim rotzu avo. So the other kanim came and ran to the kir, and miharu v'kitcher there v'aglem in the kir. They went, and now it was time for them to start doing avodah. So the first thing they went to wash the hands v'yadayim v'aglem from the kir. Not lo esamagreifos v'yesa tineris. It took like the shovels and the forks, and then the other Lurish Mizbeach, they went up to the top of the Mizbeach. Now they checked out what was burning there, and Huayvorim v'yapdorim, any pieces of meat from the carbonis, or any of the pdorim, the fats, Shloinis Achlu Miberev, they was not really finished burning over the night, so Soinkin Oistzum Metzidia Mizbeach, they would push it off to the side of the Mizbeach. So it's like now they came to fix up the Mizbeach, to make a new marocha, to make new woods there, like a new fire. So therefore they first wanted to see if anything still had to be burnt, they would push it to the side, and fix up the fireplace, and after it was all fixed up, then they would put these things back on top of the fire to be burnt. So first thing, any piece of meat or any fat, they would push to the side, with the tzineris, with the forks, they would push it to the side of the mizbeach. Yeah. In Ein Hatzdod de Machzik, let's say there was a lot of pieces, and the size of the Mizbeach was not big enough to hold it, so Sodrin Oysam Seviv, they would pile them up around the Seviv, Al HaKevesh. Al HaKevesh, it's on the plank going up, the Seviv, that's like that goes around the Mizbeach, still called on the Mizbeach, but not on top, but on the side around it, that's where they would pile them up. Now, what do they do now? Now that the top was cleaned, they started to clean out all the rest of the ashes, and in the middle of the Mizbeach, there was a pile of ashes called a tapuach. So you used to like push all the other ashes to the middle of it. This pile of ashes will like right in the middle of the Mizbeach. Now, pomim sometimes, all of Kisholish Meas Kurs, sometimes there are 300 Kurs full of ashes. And over Golem, but on the Yom Tovim, Lohoyim Adashin Oisai. On the Yom Tovim, though, then they would not go upstairs like to clean off the Mizbeach, clean it from the ashes. The Neishu Noilim Mizbeach was opposite. It's nice for the Mizbeach to see that it's being used. it's nice to see that you use the mizbech. Therefore, Yom Tovim, and they brought so many kabonis, they did not like cleaning out there, but rather have let the yeshu stay there. But still, the Mishnah says, it never happened that the kohanim were lazy to go and take out the deshin. Like, don't think the reason why they didn't do it on the Yom Tov was because they were lazy. No, they were not lazy. Just, it was an Indian on Yom Tov, but that's good to show the way so many people are bringing kabonis on the rabba, like you're using the mizbeach. Therefore, the doctor didn't clean it out then. For the old other days, whenever they had to clean it out, they didn't have to clean it every single day. But whenever it came time to clean it out, there was never a time that he couldn't find anybody. Whenever pshat, people were lazy. However, when it came time, they cleaned it out. All right, we'll stop here. Just one more thing we didn't speak out before about the Rosh Pisat. Before it brought down that when the Mamuna found one of the Kanim sleeping on Leviim, he was able to burn his clothing. So who the Kashru is, who your Mazik, how can he go do that, burn somebody's clothing? It's about Tashkis, you're a Mazik. She says the Pshat is Hefka Beznefka. Vice is meaning to say that, as being a Mazik, it's Hefka Beznefka, Beznef right to be Mafka the Begodim, it's not his anymore, so you're allowed to do it. And as about Tashkis, you have to say, this was at the Kondom. Bezin wanted this to happen, this was at Tzarech, like to teach them not to fall asleep. So since it was at Tzarech, it was at the Kondom's Bezin, it was Mutter to do this. Alright, we'll stop here.